to the Beef Watch Podcast. I'm Aaron Berger, a Nebraska Extension educator. For today's Beef Watch Podcast, we're going to discuss an article that's in the December issue of the Beef Watch newsletter titled Cow Nutrition Considerations at Calving and Early Lactation. To have a conversation about this, I'm joined today by the author, Troy Walls, who's a Nebraska Extension educator based in Custer County. Thanks for joining me today, Troy.
Well, it's a pleasure to speak with you, Aaron, and I look forward to our discussion.
Well, Troy, as we look at this article, for most folks, we're kind of in between the calving season, so we're a little early on the spring calving side, but it's not too early to begin to think about cow nutrition and how do we get those cows set up so that they're in good shape at calving. And that's really the focus of the article that you wrote. Help us think through some things we need to pay attention to now where we're here in December as we think about maybe some of these early spring calving cows.
So I guess one thing I always think about, Aaron, is that a cow-calf producer, and I, of course, grew up on a cow-calf ranch in Nebraska, but the goal always is to maintain a 365-day calving interval. So what, just starting right now and every day, that is our goal. We want to have a calf every year because that's where, as a cow-calf operation, we're going to make our money. So yeah, we're between calving seasons right now, but we want to set that cow up so she has a good calf and she's ready to rebreed, and that calf gets that calf through weaning and just start that process all over again. So we know with our cow herd that our cows or heifers, we have these nutritional and environmental stressors all year long. We know that when whether they're lactating or gestating or growing, we know that they have these periods of high and low nutritional demands and needs. And we know that there are times when these stress periods can result in nutrient deficiencies wherever you're at in the United States. And when you have a nutrient deficiency and you're not meeting those nutrient needs, that cow is going to lose condition. And sometimes there are times when you can't afford to meet those nutrient needs. And if you already have enough condition or fat on that cow, you can get through those times, because we have to think about the economics of this as well. We want a calf every year, but we have to consider the economics every year so we can stay in the business. So understanding where these nutrient deficiencies are and these stressors is a place where we can really kind of start fine-tuning our management for ourselves and our cows. And then on top of that, Aaron, we need to think about our ranch. Every ranch is different. The management's different. So the first question I would pose is, how well do you know your ranch? What are the advantages of your ranch? What are the shortcomings of your ranch? So on your shortcoming, do you need to utilize or augment different things to meet these nutrient challenges? And some of these advantages we see here in Nebraska and elsewhere could be wet meadows. Maybe some guys have irrigated pasture, or they can plant some irrigated forages to help with grazing or hay. Do you have any dry land annuals? Does your ranch have windbreaks where these cattle can get behind them when the wind is cold and it's wintertime? And you have proximity where you can take those cattle to crop residue. So setting this up, these are all these things that we need to think about.
One of the things you mentioned in the article, and this is something we talk about a lot, but I think it's a foundational thing we want to always come back to, is looking at cow body condition score. So for many folks, we're in early December now. For most spring calving herds, they've probably weaned those calves or soon will be. But that time of weaning is a good time to assess that cow and understand where she's at in terms of her body condition. And then think about what's going to happen between now and calving. Give some perspective to that and how we can use cow body condition score as a barometer to give us some management insight into maybe what we need to do to help get that cow ready for the calving season.
Sure. So when we think about body condition score, it's on a scale from 1 to 9, 1 being the scale, 9 being the very fattest. So a lot of times, you know, we target, and it's an indicator of the fat cover on the cow. So it's important because skinny cows at calving, they're not going to produce enough colostrum for the calf. The calf will be weak. Maybe they'll have dystocia problems. And so you're just looking for problems. So we want our cows to be in a good body condition score at calving. So for a mature cow, we'd like to see her at 5. Second calf heifer at calving, we'd like to see her at a body condition score of 5.5, and a first calf heifer at body condition score of 6. So on a spring calving herd, we've weaned probably in October, November timeframe. So now we're in this area while she's gestating, she's not lactating yet, but we can afford at this point to put weight on those cows, put condition on those cows. This is a time when it's economically feasible to do that. Her nutrient requirements are the lowest. When we weaned, we took away that lactation requirement, and we can really start putting some condition on those cows at that time.
Talk about the value of some strategic body condition. You already mentioned this a little bit, but I think it's worth focusing on, especially as we are here in the early part of December. We often have some cold temperatures ahead of us. What's the value of body condition in terms of helping that cow weather nutritional and cold stress?
So for that cold aspect, Aaron, we just when I mentioned it's a indicator of fat cover, when a cow has a winter hair coat on and then she has a fat cover as well, that helps her be insulated from the cold temperatures. So that's one other aspect we need to think about here in Nebraska and farther north states as well, and even into Canada. That body condition, that fat cover is going to help her through the winter months. And like I mentioned, where you said strategically body condition scoring, if you can get that fat on them after weaning so they have that cover as we get into this cold weather, they can withstand that cold weather and not lose that condition before they calve. So at weaning is a very strategic time, and that's kind of that's like 6 months before they're going to be having a calf, and that's a time where we can really start putting some condition on that cow. And then the last 90 days, we can still put condition on that cow, but she's also starting to grow that calf there. That calf is starting to grow more inside of her. So her nutrient needs are increasing because of that calf growth in there. So right after weaning is the best time to put on that condition, but you can still be putting condition on up until lactation, because once we get to lactation, that cow's nutrient needs really go to producing milk for that calf. That's her goal, is to produce milk for that calf once she has that calf. And it's hard to put body condition score on a cow after she is lactated because everything else is going towards that milk production. And I guess the other thing too, as we think about this, is milk production is highest 60 days after calving. So that 45 to 60 day time frame after calving is when our nutrient needs are the highest. And gosh, and we're expecting lots of things to happen at this time. That's 2 months after calving. We're wanting her to be rebred, and so she's had a calf, she's recovering from that, she's lactating. And then we want her to get rebred so we can maintain that calf for being born every year. So that's kind of how I think about that in this production cycle, Aaron.
You mentioned the importance of having that cow in adequate body condition to get that cow to go ahead and cycle and rebreed to stay on that 365-day calving interval. As we think about first calf heifers and mature cows, what is a optimum target as we think about having those cows in adequate condition at calving?
So optimum target is what we would want to have here on, and there's been some research on this. So I mentioned at calving time, we want our mature cows to be at a body condition score of 5 and our first calf heifers at 6. And then when we get into breeding time frame, research has shown that if a body condition score of say 4 and you're on an increasing plane of nutrition, you're going to get a good pregnancy rate on that, or if you have body condition score of 5 and maintaining. But if you have a fat cow, body condition score of 6 or 7, and they're maintaining and gaining weight, that's not economically feasible, and your reproduction rates are probably going to be a little bit of lower. They have a those fatter cows have a short postpartum interval, but it's just not economical to keep them that fat, Aaron.
Well, one of the things you mentioned there, Troy, I think is really important is that it is hard to get a cow to gain weight after calving, as we think about her nutrient demands being highest with milk production. So while we can have a body condition score for a cow and have her gain weight, that's not easy to accomplish, especially if we're trying to do that with harvested feet.
That is exactly right. Yes. And depending on, and so as we think about spring calving versus fall calving, these are all things that you have to think about. And where you live in the United States is also another factor, what you have for forages or feeds that you can to keep this condition on these cows. So yes, not only do we have to think about what the condition they are calving, we have to think about what their body condition score is at breeding so they can, so we have a shorter. We want them to start cycling as soon as they can, so they can get bred and have a calf, and that calf will be heavier at weaning because a heavier calf at weaning is going to mean more money for the producer. So that's other things that we have to think about. And typically, so for like a body condition score for cow, the postpartum interval to that first heat after calving is about 70 days. Body condition score 5, that interval between calving and that first heat is 60 days. So those are things that we have to think about on the ranch.
Troy, one of the things we've talked about in other podcasts, but I want to touch on it briefly here because, again, where we're sitting, if you've got February, March calving cows, we're moving into that last trimester right now. Calf growth is going to really start to ramp up, and we're going to be starting to see some harvested feed fed here soon in many cases. In the article, you mentioned the importance of testing your feed and knowing what you have. Touch on that again, just thinking about how we feed these cows strategically to meet their needs.
So, and in some ways, Aaron, this goes back to what their body condition score was at weaning. See what they are there. Think about the end in mind. What condition score do you want them to be at calving? And then right after calving, what feeds do we have? So if we test our feeds, know what the nutrient requirements are for our cows or heifers, we can strategically feed the quality of feed or forages that we have for their nutrient requirements at that time and try to maybe minimize any supplements that we have to buy. Then the other thing I would recommend producers to do is, if you have cows that are in good condition, don't try to feed your whole herd for your skinniest cows, right? Those cows that are in good condition don't need fed as much as your skinny cows. So if you can separate those and feed two different groups, you're going to probably be ahead to get those skinnier cows with weight on because if you have, then they're all going to be able to get some feed, forage, what they need, and the boss cows or the won't be eating everything, and then those timid cows don't come up and get to eat what they need. So that's another thing to think about. Then the other thing I should mention, Aaron, is like the last 3 weeks on a first calf heifer, her intake's actually going to go down by about 17%. Remember that first calf heifer, she's small, she's still growing, and she only has so much room inside of her. And as that calf gets bigger, there's less room inside of her in her rumen to take in as much. So you need to feed a little higher quality diet like the last 3 weeks to those heifers just because their intake goes down.
Troy, any other take homes you'd encourage producers to think about as we point towards wrapping up?
Yeah, I would say think about what you as a producer, your management, think about how what you do, how it affects your cows, and how it affects your cows is going to affect the calves as well. So if you're not feeding them right and you have thin cows at calving, you're going to have calves that may be weak, cows that may have dystocia, cows that aren't producing enough antibodies in the colostrum. So the calf is went through a dystocia problem. He's slow to get up and eat, and she has low quality colostrum. So that calf is really kind of a starting behind everything else. So think about that. Think about how your management decision affects your cows and how you affect your cows affects your calves. And that's going to affect your bottom line. I might just go back on this when you asked about body condition score and what we see when turn the bulls out and what kind of preg rates we get. What they found with that research, Aaron, is that if they're thin, and like I said, thin and increasing, we're going to have good pregnancy rates. But if they're fleshy and increasing, it's going to drop down a little bit. And if they're moderate and maintaining, we will have good pregnancy rates. So it's kind of a lot to think about. But I guess the point is we need to be thinking about our cows year round and watching that body condition. because that's going to affect our bottom line for the ranch.
Well, for more information on the article we discussed in today's Beef Watch podcast, you can find it at beef.unl.edu. The title of the article, Cow Nutrition Considerations at Calving and Early Lactation.